see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
And indeed, we are all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. While you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you will not want to miss. It's a live show. Indeed, we are surviving through the coronavirus. We're doing the live show from the beautiful studio here in Elk Grove Village. Call into the studio, 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. And as you heard a moment ago, we are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Give them a call, 630-928-0510, and check out their website, tandemhr.com. So I'm thrilled to kick off today's conversation with a fantastic subject matter expert on becoming a matrix leader. Today's top organizations, many of which you have heard of, such as PepsiCo, Disney, Microsoft, are turning to a matrix structure, leaving old hierarchies behind for a far more innovative and powerful model. I've been fascinated by this, and that's why I've got John Futterkonect, the president and co-founder of Optimum Associates. John, welcome to the program.
Shalom, it's great to be here. And let me just say first thing how impressed I am with how smoothly you just pronounced my last name. It's extremely rare.
I've been practicing. So, John, thank you for that. So the leadership structure at large organizations are changing. Why is that?
So, Shalom, you start to really see the trends probably going back, you know, more than a decade, but particularly in the last 10 years, that virtually any large global business just figured out, you know, from a pure competitive standpoint, that having the old kind of old school, if you will, traditional siloed structures just didn't provide the kind of synergy, innovation, efficiencies, streamlining, and then ultimately aligned execution that more nimble and agile organizations were delivering. And so it really just kind of almost became a mandate, even though, and obviously that's the focus of the book, it's not easy, but there's so many business benefits from pivoting to this kind of integrated sort of interdependent model.
And John, you have successfully completed over 500 one-on-one coaching engagements and facilitated over 1,000 training programs. So you certainly know a thing or two about sort of how a healthy and dynamic exchange of information should take place. But in a matrix organization, perhaps let's start with defining what is a matrix organization. How do you foster that sort of that dialogue and that communication, that those healthy relationships?
Yeah, you know, and that's where it gets interesting fundamentally, right? And you asked a great question there. So in terms of the structure itself, it comes in many shapes and sizes. Shalom, there's some, you know, that you would call kind of the very formal matrixed organizations that move the functional responsibilities into centers of excellence and sort of functional support and so forth. But many organizations also have what I'd call a more informal matrix. But essentially what's going to happen in any of those organizations is that the business and the function support are being asked now to work interdependently. And what that means, and probably what's most impactful, is that decision making now doesn't just rest with one or two people, but you have a number of stakeholders that are engaged, that are a part of the decision-making process, and it's a process where oftentimes it's not clear who ultimately owns the decision. So it really asks for that level of collaboration, which means, you know, to your point of, you know, communication, relationship building, having trust, having transparency, allowing and being able to facilitate conversations that are both candid and direct, and there's a healthy exchange of ideas, but you're also balancing that with conviction and confidence, really becomes what will separate, you know, good leaders from great ones, because they can no longer just rely on position power, you know, or some kind of an org chart. That, you know, the term often that gets used is influencing without authority, collaborating across boundaries. And if you want to boil it down, in many ways, is kind of the quintessential challenge for leaders that are working in these matrix structures.
Absolutely. So, John, you and your colleague, your co-author, as we'll get into in a moment, Dr. Marty Seidman wrote a new book called Leading in the Global Matrix. I had the chance to read it. It is a fantastic read. And I know that both of you, through Optimum Associates, you are equipping leaders to optimize performance. So you've talked a lot about leading in the global matrix. So many of our listeners are in the small business world. They're entrepreneurs. It's an interesting time right now to be an entrepreneur, and we'll talk more about that throughout the program. But I'm curious how many of the lessons that you write about in your book and that we've sort of just started touching on, how it applies to a smaller organization as well.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. And again, I think the skills are absolutely transferable. And in certain ways, you could even argue are almost more important, because if you look at the essence of the mindset transition, the skill sets that we talk about in the book, it's really just about becoming an excellent collaborator, an excellent influencer, and just an excellent team member. So, you know, skills around building and maintaining trust, which, you know, intellectually it's obvious, but in reality is extremely fragile. You know, as I said, the ability to corral and inspire in a small business a group of folks to follow you, to balance a sense of you're empowered. You know, I want you to feel like you're owners of the company. And we often talk about that entrepreneurial mindset or that own it mindset that you want to foster in a small business. Again, critical stuff. And I would say, Shalom, ultimately to your listeners that, you know, there's a lot of concepts out there. And I use many of the buzzwords there, right? Entrepreneurial mindset, own it, collaboration, but those are really ultimately abstract. And usually, you know, in rooms and boardrooms and so forth, everyone can agree, yep, that's important stuff. But the real, to me, differentiator are those leaders, and whether in small business or in large business, that actually can embody the self-awareness and the skill set and the mindset to do that successfully. So whether it's, you know, how effectively you're communicating in meetings to ensure there's inclusion and there's a good, healthy debate and discussion, putting, you know, powerful ideas forward, being innovative, having that executive presence, equally important to, you know, be listening, to be cultivating relationships and understand what makes people tick and how, you know, what drives their thinking and their ideas. So, you know, to me, again, whether you're in a small business or in a smaller business, this is really what the essence of the book is about. It's team, collaboration, influence, and all of that without essentially a heavy hand or just being able to dictate.
And we'll make sure our listeners know where they can pick up a copy of the book, Leading in the Global Matrix. So I'm chatting with John Futerkonect, and I know you told my producer that I could use just John F., but I'm so proud of the ability that I've rehearsed now to pronounce your full name. I'm just going to keep using it. The big million-dollar question over here is sort of that that trap that many leaders get stuck in. There's a trap in the gap between theory and practice. I think all leaders want to lead a certain way, but they get stuck in that gap between theory and practice. Why does that take place, and how do they get out of it?
Yeah, boy, that's really you named it, the million-dollar question. So, and this is where, you know, and again, I know we're on here to talk about the book. This really isn't me coming out as a salesperson, but I'd say it's the distinction between coming at leadership, you know, whether it's as an academic, you know, as an author that focuses on theory, and in fact, even somebody who teaches seminars, which I do, versus spending most of your time as a coach. And in the end of the day, I would simplify and say the formula is, you know, it's great to know what the what is, right? So what are the leadership skills, and you can label them and name them and even define them, and that's all really great. But then as far as translating that into the right behaviors or the behavior change to lead effectively, you know, I would boil it down, you know, one, self-awareness, right? We are all deeply ingrained, deeply habituated psychological beings that have habits, particularly interpersonal habits that, you know, especially affect this kind of topic, that if we don't start with a really hard look at what are my tendencies, my biases, the ways that I tend to think and orient, because if you're not starting from that place, you're almost not going to have a chance. But then self-awareness is only the beginning, as they say, right? Knowing is half the battle. But then it becomes about cultivating the mindset. And you really see that with the matrix. Shalom, there's in leadership, in business in general, there's a lot of what I like to affectionately call control specialists, meaning leaders who like to be in control. They sometimes struggle. It's not as easy for them to let go, to engage in an interdependent kind of ambiguous world and so forth. So you really have to intentionally cultivate the mindset that'll enable you then to lead in this way. And then ultimately it becomes about very specific skills and prescriptive behaviors, right? Right down to choice of words, where you sit in a meeting, you know, how you read people's body language. You know, I could go on.
Sure.
But I would say often that's the gap.
And I know you talk a lot more about it in your book, Leading in the Global Matrix. So again, Jod and Fooder Connect, together with co-author Dr. Marty Seidman. It's a great read, Leading in the Global Matrix. John, how can people find the book and learn more about the work that you do?
Probably all the traditional channels. So obviously on Amazon would probably be the simplest, most direct way. Our publisher, Ben Bella, if you're an organization and you wanted to, you know, get more copies, you can go there to get some discounts. But I think between those two, and then obviously our website, OptimAssociates.com, we'll give you all the information.
Well, appreciate your time this evening, John Fooder Connect. Thanks for joining me on Get Down to Business. We'll be back in just a moment. More about small business jobs and entrepreneurship right after this quick break.
So we know you already like listening to AM 560 The Answer. But now, if you listen to us online, you could win a $200 Amazon gift card. Just listen to AM 560's online stream in any of the ways that are available at 560theanswer.com, on the AM 560 mobile app, through your smart speaker, or through iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com. When you listen, you'll learn how to enter to win. It's that easy. Stream, listen, and win. Contest ends soon, so enter today.
Companies who use a professional employer organization, or PEO, are 50% less likely to go out of business, and their employee turnover is lower. Perhaps that's why 98% of those businesses would recommend a PEO to their colleagues. Payroll, benefits, compliance assistance. Find out how a PEO can power your business today. For more information, visit TandemHR.com.
Tandem HR, the power behind Get Down to Business.
Hi, this is Shalom Klein, host of Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. As I serve our country proudly in the United States Army, we are sharing the best of Get Down to Business. As always, you can visit my website, ShalomKlein.com, to listen to past shows and purchase a copy of my new book. I look forward to sharing my experiences with you when I return.
Also listen to past episodes at 560theanswer.com. Keyword search, Get Down to Business.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I spent years studying how to make this the best. I didn't make this because I wanted to make a company. Other companies are starting to catch on to this, and I buy every single product that comes out so I can look at it and see it and test it. And I fear that people will buy some counterfeit and take it for a couple of months and go, oh, it's a bunch of crap. Doesn't work. Don't be fooled. This is the real stuff. We have absolutely the best process. And I can say that because we purchase every single one and check them out.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Chicago.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Republican business owner and community servant Krishna Bansal is the strong conservative we need in Congress to defeat Bill Foster. He's a Naperville resident with his successful tech business in Aurora. Krishna supports term limits and has pledged to limit his own service to 6 years to lead by example. Key conservative leaders have endorsed Krishna, including Demetra DeMonte, Chris Lauzon, Jeannie Ives, Darlene Sanger, Peter Breen, and Alan Skillicorn. Krishna believes in building the border wall, opposing illegal immigration, and bringing offshore jobs back to America. Krishna is a conservative we can trust. Backed by Family PAC, he is strongly pro-life, pro-constitution, and pro-taxpayer. Krishna will protect your gun owner rights, believes in strong national security, and supports President Trump. Please vote for Krishna Bansal early or on March 17th.
I'm Krishna Bansal, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Krishna for Congress.
AM 560, The Answer.
Hey, welcome back to Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And for those of you that are watching on our live stream, you can see on my sweater over here, I've got a I voted sticker because I early voted. Very proud of that. And hopefully everybody, even with the everything going on, And indeed, people should take this very, very seriously. Wash your hands, practice social distancing and all that. But a good way to do this is to vote early. So there's still another chance to do that. But I'm thrilled to have on my friend Kim Neely Dubuclay, who is now a commissioner on the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District, and she's running for re-election. We'd love to get into why she believes she should be re-elected for another term. Kim, welcome to the program.
Thank you, and it's so nice to talk to you, Shalom. It's been a while, but it's very nice to be on your show, so thank you for having me.
It has been a while, and I've been following your tremendous work on the MWRD Board of Commissioners. You've been doing a fantastic job protecting our waters, and that is so important. Kim, it's an
Absolutely.
Interesting time right now, and I know that you now have a track record. Last time, I think we had you. You were running for your first term, and now it's time as a candidate. So now it's time for re-election. So Kim, for those of you that don't, for those of our listeners that don't know you, let's talk a little bit about your background and how it led to you coming onto the MWRD.
Sure. So I am a native Chicagoan from the very far south side of Chicago, kind of just south of Hyde Park. I went to lab school for high school. Went to University of Illinois for college, and then came back to Chicago and got my MBA from the University of Chicago. So I worked in corporate for a while for AT&T. I actually worked at the University of Chicago, and then I got appointed as a state representative. I served in the General Assembly for a couple of years, and then I came back to Chicago to work for the Chicago Park District as their legislative and community affairs director. And while there, I decided, after many years, to work to run for the Water Reclamation District for many regions, which we can get into. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, my background.
Absolutely.
And that's where I am.
Absolutely. So, Kim, over the past couple of years, you have obviously been on the MWRD Board of Commissioners, and you have been endorsed for re-election by the Chicago Sun-Times, the Chicago Tribune, the Daily Herald. What are you most proud of in your work over the past few years in having accomplished?
Thank you. So as a board member, we've accomplished quite a bit over the past few years. One, we just recently hired an inspector general, which is the first time an inspector general has been had oversight over the agency in its 130-year history. I'm also the chairperson of the Stormwater Management Committee. So that's a huge accomplishment because we just updated our Watershed Management Ordinance, WMO. We just also passed an ethics ordinance. So we've been quite busy.
You indeed have been very busy. And you've been working, obviously, on protecting our environment, protecting the waters. And that is mission critical in the area. And that's why you've received so many fantastic endorsements for re-election from many, many prominent organizations. So tell
us
a
little bit about what
we do. Please, let's talk about it.
Yeah. Sure. So the Metropolitan Water Reclamation Agency is the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District is responsible for managing wastewater, managing stormwater, and protecting the environment. So every time you flush the toilet, every time something goes down the sewer, something goes down the drain, we take that wastewater, stormwater, sewer water, and we process it to make sure that it does not end up back into our fresh water supply, which most of your listeners know is Lake Michigan. So we consider ourselves caretakers of the environment as we process wastewater. And I'd like to say that I consider myself an environmentalist. While I was in Springfield as a state rep, I was able to caucus with the Illinois Environmental Caucus and all the other environmental groups and voted with them 100% of the time, got an A-plus rating. And so I was also very instrumental in lobbying other of my colleagues to vote for environmental issues. So this is something that's very near and dear to me.
So you've only been in on the MWRD Board of Commissioners for a couple of years. If you are fortunate to be given the opportunity by voters to be reelected to another term, what are some of the goals and some of the things that you hope to work on? And Kim, are you still with us?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. Hey, what are some of your goals for the next term?
Sure. So one of the things there's several things. One of the things I'm very interested in, and I know there's a bill pending in Springfield that's been led by one of my colleagues, Deborah Shore, is a drug take-back program. We want to make sure that prescription drugs don't get flushed down the toilet, which is a very bad idea for our environment. And it's incumbent upon us as commissioners to really get that word out, to give seniors other options for disposing of their prescription drugs. The other thing is talking to young kids about STEM careers, because that's primarily what we do at the district. And then finally, really just educating the public on climate change and little things that the public can do to address climate change.
Such important issues, and the drug disposal is such an important issue. And the MWRD is, many people don't know this, but obviously such a large real estate holder across the area, but also such a such a large employer. And many people don't know about the types of jobs. Obviously, there are jobs at MWRD, but there, like you were saying about STEM, it's really interesting because many people don't consider opportunities like those that are offered at MWRD. And I know that you are very passionate about making those positions available. And community is sort of your background, Kim, isn't it? You talked in your brief intro about your work at the Chicago Park District, connecting with the community. So let's talk the MWRD. A lot of people don't even know what the MWRD necessarily stands for, what the MWRD does. How are you hoping to demystify that to voters and to the people that you serve?
Yeah, very good question. So as much as possible, almost every day, I'm out in front of senior groups, working with aldermen, working with community organizers, working with local townships when they have their monthly meetings, just to talk about all that we do to help mitigate flooding, to help with the environment, and any other, and to help with drug take-back programs. So we're out constantly meeting with the public to let them know what we do and how important our work is. As you mentioned earlier, we're the second largest landowner in the county, and Cook County is the second largest county in the nation behind Los Angeles County. So we cover a lot of area. We do a lot of good work, but people don't know what we do. So it's been challenging but fun to get around the county to talk to all the different constituents about our work and how they can be aware of the environment and environmental issues.
Absolutely. And I know that together with that unique sort of role as being the second largest landowner in Cook County comes the unique responsibility to set an example around the environment, such as being a good example around greenhouse emissions and so on. And I know that you are fighting every day to make sure that happens. So, Kim, we are just about out of time, and I want to make sure that our listeners know where they can find out more about your campaign and a little bit about your background. Can you share a website?
Sure. So my website is Kim, which is my name, Kim, the number 4, water.com. That's kim4water.com. I am running for re-election. My punch number is 126. I'm actually running with the slate. I'm running with Cam Davis, who is a former Great Lakes Czar appointed by Barack Obama. And then there's myself and then another young lady named Ada Carral Sepulveda. So our punch numbers are 125, 126, and 127. We call ourselves the Dream Water Team.
You are indeed, because you look at the Chicago Tribune, and those are the names that have been endorsed. And it's a crowded ballot, but be sure to look out for Kim Neely Dubuque on the ballot and vote for that Dream Team for water. Kim, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, we are going to get into the issue of the day with my next guest after our next break. I'll be chatting with the CEO of Dorage, who is providing some emergency relief for students around storage, which is what they do. But we're going to talk about the small business perspective of being a business owner in this strange and trying times of coronavirus. We are the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, and we're very appreciative of our sponsors at Tandem HR. They are your solution center for everything around the Affordable Care Act, everything surrounding employment and HR best practices. You can give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. Give them a call and get on their website, tandemhr.com. They have a wealth of information, knowledge. You don't want to miss it. check it out. It's important to stay current with the regulations, tandemhr.com. You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship, and we'll be right back.
Do you own or run a thriving business in the Chicagoland area? Have you overcome obstacles to make your business what it is today? If that's your business, then AM 560 The Answer wants to tell your story on the AM 560 Business Tour 2020, presented by Signature Bank, Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson. We'll be broadcasting live from businesses all around Chicagoland, telling the stories of thriving, successful businesses. If that's you, tell us about it. Go to bankbusinesstour.com and submit your information. That's bankbusinesstour.com.
Fox News, I'm Debbie Hanley. President Trump calls on Americans to stop hoarding groceries amid the spread of the coronavirus, saying there is enough supply. The president is happy with the Federal Reserve taking emergency action.
They've lowered the Fed rate from what it was, which was 1 to 1.25, and it's been lowered down to 0 to 0.25. 4.25.
New York City is closing the nation's largest public school system. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he isn't mandating the closing of state restaurants and bars.
We need people to be able to pick up food. We need people to have food delivered. We need the capacity to meet the needs of our population. And let me say this frankly, we need a productive society.
Ohio and Illinois are closing bars and restaurants. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit tandemhr.com.
Did you miss the open enrollment this year? I can help you purchase a PPO health insurance plan all year long that eliminates the mandatory maternity coverage. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent producer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other major medical carriers. If you're 50 and are covered by the Affordable Care Act, you're paying for maternity coverage whether you want the coverage or not. In Chicago, the least expensive ACA PPO health insurance plan is $570 per month with a total out-of-pocket cost of $8,150 before your bills are paid at 100%. I can eliminate the mandatory maternity coverage and lower your monthly premium down to $480 per month with a total out-of-pocket cost of $2,500 before your bills are paid at 100%. That's a savings of $5,650 in total out-of-pocket cost per person with my lower deductible. For a free quote and to see if you qualify, call me, Tom Maribali, at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
Companies who use a professional employer organization, or PEO, are 50% less likely to go out of business, and their employee turnover is lower. Perhaps that's why 98% of those businesses would recommend a PEO to their colleagues. Payroll, benefits, compliance assistance. Find out how a PEO can power your business today. For more information, visit TandemHR.com.
Tandem HR, the power behind Get Down to Business.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BOOST to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BOOST to 88988. That's B-O-O-S-T to 88988.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye, and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting LIKE to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds. The LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes, and most patients can get back to work the following day. The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for as little as $220 per eye. Dr. Greenberg has performed 75,000 laser eye surgeries and is one of the most experienced LASIK surgeons in Chicago.
What's that text again?
Text LIKE to 350-350. That's LIKE to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
AM 560, The Answer.
Hey, welcome back, Chicago. You're listening to the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. You can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website, shalomkline.com. Hey, you're going to be home for a while, like many people that might be in education. So you've got time in your hands. Listen to all of the hundreds of episodes of Get Down to Business. And we've had thousands of guests on there, many fantastic small business owners, like my very next guest, the founder, CEO of Dorage, Sean Sedona, is joining me here in studio. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So it's an interesting time, and would love to sort of start with what you guys do and sort of how you're responding to it. So you actually operate a business right nearby over here near the station, Dorage, which is storage at your door. Storage yep. at your door. What does that mean, and what are you doing now in this age of coronavirus?
Dorage is the modern alternative for storage. Instead of traditional storage facilities, everything's done online. You place your orders, you select what you want put into storage, and through our platform, it gets scheduled. We send teams out, collect everything, inventory it, and then bring it back to secure warehouse facilities. We also provide local moving services and cross-country delivery services. Everything's booked through an online portal and allows you to do schedule changes, modifications. And it's just, like I said earlier, the modern alternative to storage and moving.
Absolutely. So right now it's an interesting time. Let's talk about students in particular. Right now on your website, you've got a great alert, very, very helpful, talking about free pickup and 10% off all storage fees for all students. Students are basically being evicted out of their, out of their schools indefinitely. So what is that? How are you helping?
We owe a tremendous amount of our success to the students of Chicago. We launched in Chicago over 2 years ago. The students really rallied behind our company at UChicago, Loyola, DePaul, Northwestern, Columbia, Roosevelt. And now these students were told just a few days ago, hey, finals are going to be remote and get out of housing by the 20th, the 22nd. And there's no reaction time for them. There's no time to plan, make a strategy. Normally for us, we're spending all of March and April ramping up marketing and outreach, and then all of May and part of June to actually do the storage orders, and it came for the whole company, all of our service schools, just crashing in 1 week.
Interesting. So you've mobilized your teams.
We did. We started doing same-day deliveries for supplies. We did free pickup. We stopped all other orders, whether it's consumer storage, business storage, cross-country, local, moving. We stopped all services, all service orders, not even taking calls for those so we can focus on the students right now.
Well, that's very important, and I'm sure I hope that the student population is appreciative of that because nobody planned for this. You weren't able to plan for this, and your students weren't able to plan for it, but I guess the message overall is to be flexible. Be flexible, and you certainly have been accommodating. So where is the geographic area that Dorage services?
So for the Chicago market, we have three markets right now, Chicago, Milwaukee, and Madison. Chicago's the largest. We opened up to about a 40-mile service radius from downtown Chicago. Milwaukee and Madison both have about 20-mile service radiuses. That's for our home markets, which have no add-on fees for transport or travel. But our company is a nationwide service provider, so we can pick up and deliver anywhere else in the country. There are additional fees for transport with that aspect, but that's our main transport areas and our service markets right now.
What are students telling you? What is the guidance that you might be getting in terms of sort of when this will end?
The students, they're just pissed.
Really?
You got a lot of students who they just got holed up all winter in the city of Chicago, which is not the most fun thing in the world. And now they're excited. Spring's coming. They're going to be out with their friends, hang out, and they're being told to leave. These are 19, 20, 20-year-olds who are not looking forward to couch surfing with mom and dad while trying to study and having the dog run around. You know, the students have it the toughest in this whole situation. Then the students' families have it tough because they're not expecting them to be home. It's really a tough situation for these students, and we can see it in their faces. We can hear it on the phone. We've had students crying to us. I've been handling a lot of the phone calls with our customer service team. It's just heartbreaking for these students.
So basically on your website, you should have an additional title beyond just founder, CEO. You should also be dad in chief.
A little bit. Yep.
I like it. I like it. Well, you're certainly accommodating and trying to be flexible with obviously pricing, offering that that free pickup and which is helpful and making yourself fully available to those students. We're going to get into it regarding sort of your perspective of sort of the small business struggle in this age of coronavirus. But I would love to just briefly hear sort of your story and how you got started with Dorge.
My story is pretty simple. It's a mother of all creation is necessity, right? So I had four storage units for years, and the rents kept going up, and I had one with a water leak. I had one that had an infestation from the neighboring unit. And I was just relaxing one day and was thinking about what I'm going to do with all my storage, and it just started creating in my mind. And I thought I was the world's greatest genius, of course. And then I found out other companies are doing it in the space, and that's okay. And we kind of created our own approach to the business model. It is a newer space in the past 5 or 6 years, and we rolled out a little over 2 years ago. And we've had to adjust the model. It's not, you know, we had to pivot. Our business plan wasn't always set. Exactly what we thought it would be, but we made a pivot and we adjusted to the consumer demand.
Well, and you continue to pivot, obviously, dealing with the current events and the news cycle and pivoting quite well. That's what small business owners do. But small business owners are going to have to learn to be increasingly flexible, and we'll continue that conversation with Sean Sandona, the founder, CEO, and dad-in-chief at Dorge. We'll be right back and get down to business with the founder of Dorge. Hi, this is Shalom Klein, host of Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. As I serve our country proudly in the United States Army, we are sharing the best of Get Down to Business. As always, you can visit my website, shalomklein.com, to listen to past shows and purchase a copy of my new book. I look forward to sharing my experiences with you when I return.
Also, listen to past episodes at 560theanswer.com. Keyword search, Get Down to Business.
Is your company guessing when it comes to decisions about human resources? Getting it wrong can be costly. Professional employer organizations, PEOs, offer the expertise of a full human resources department for a fraction of the cost. Companies who use a PEO grow faster and have lower employee turnover. Don't guess when it comes to HR. Find out how a PEO can power your business today. For more information, visit TandemHR.com.
Tandem HR, the power behind Get Down to Business.
We live in a world driven by information where we hear about data privacy concerns and high-profile data breaches nearly every week. Organizations constantly face new information governance obligations like GDPR and the California Consumer Privacy Act. Take control of your documents and data with governance rules as a service from IDT and Highland On Base. Now, with the help of IDT and Highland On Base, you can achieve both compliance and peace of mind by subscribing to the industry's leading retention, privacy, and data compliance platform, Governance Rules as a Service. It's backed by an international network of law firms across 150-plus jurisdictions and will help your organization adhere to the latest information governance rules from around the world. Automate electronic document management, retention, disposition, and document destruction, and reduce unnecessary exposure to data breaches, avoiding costly fines while saving on information storage costs.
Set up a consultation today. Visit ready4idt.com. That's ready, the number 4idt.com. Or call 877-SCAN-IDT. IDT, putting paper in its place.
Are you getting a good night's sleep? I know you will with a set of Giza cotton sheets from MyPillow. And if you buy one, you can still receive your second set of sheets free, 2 for 1. If you add anything else to your order, like MyPillows, mattress toppers, towels, anything, you'll get deep discounts on those too. But you have to use the promo code STEVE. I've been sleeping with MyPillows, and folks, I love them. All products have a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials box, and get two sets of Giza Cotton Sheets for the price of one. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Specials box and enter promo code STEVE or call 800-489-0201. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code STEVE.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
AM 560, The Answer.
So once again, I'm chatting with Sean Sandona, the founder and CEO of Dorage, and we were just sort of getting into the current events and news of the day. Obviously, it's going to be really, we don't know how long this is going to take. You mentioned about students that they don't know how long this is going to be and what the current situation is. But for small business owners, it's a very uncertain and volatile time. Right now here in Illinois, restaurants and bars are being closed to dine in. Pretty much everybody is sort of having to be flexible. Schools are shut. How is this affecting a company like yours, and how do you survive a situation like this?
So far, we haven't had any real true effect. We've had to make some decisions we're preparing to launch new markets in about 3 weeks, six new markets across the country. Monday, we're having a meeting on that and deciding if we're going to go through with that, and an acquisition we're in the middle of completing up.
So for growing business, you are looking you're looking like every business owner should be looking at a longer-term plan, but then suddenly, boom.
Right, we hit a brick wall. So we don't know what's going to happen. Once we open it up to regular consumers, we'll see. But to be honest, I'm walking with fear a little bit, and every small business owner should. They should be preparing. They should have already had a long-term plan in place with contingencies for emergencies like this. But how do we all think about a contingency plan for this kind of situation?
And I'm curious from the perspective as an employer. So you employ a nice number of people right here. You're a small business owner here in Elk Grove Village, and you've got employees. Employees are family members, likely. They have kids probably that might be home from school. How are you being flexible with that mindset?
It's tough. We haven't had any situation come up with any family members being home from school affecting any of our team. Every person that works for Dorage or any entity that I own, they're my family. I look at them like family, and I'll go down with the ship as long as I know I'm still providing for my family so they can provide for their families. And it's a tough thing to face for every small business. I mean, it's easy for arenas to say and the Hawks to say we're going to pay all the salaries, but how can a small restaurant or a bar owner or a convention support or a food service company say we're going to pay everyone for the next 4 weeks? They can't. I've already heard of four companies that I know closing up and going out of business just last week.
Really? And I posted on all over social media a short sort of letter or thoughts regarding the situation. And yeah, the large companies out there will survive. They have reserves. They're going to be okay. It's the smaller businesses, the smaller restaurants that are going to struggle. And that's why at times like this, this is the time that we have to come together and support what I would call a convenience store. And a convenience store, not in the traditional sense. If you want those businesses to be around at times like this, you've got to support them. You've got to make sure that you're working with local small business owners. So have you been talking with colleagues in the business world, and what are they telling you?
They're telling us they don't know what to do. I mean, every other CEO or president of a small company that I've talked to in the past week, they're kind of walking blind. I mean, we put an action plan in place. We've already started reducing overhead. We stopped some acquisition, even asset acquisition and CapEx, right away when this started. But for the other companies, they are a little bit more established. We're a startup. They were around 10 years. They've already got the CapEx. They've already made the expenditures. They have to take care of their teams and their families. To be honest, a lot of them don't know what to do, and they're scared.
Yeah, well, in a normal week, we'd be having a conversation. I'd be asking you this question, and I'm sure it would be a very different answer. What is the five-year plan for Dorage growth and so on? This is a strange week to ask that question, but do your best.
So, I mean, our five-year plan, from inception, our company was about scale and growing to new markets, rapid growth model. We have six new cities ready to come online, which would put us to a total of nine cities. trying to launch the Southwest by the end of the year, which would put us up to around 11 to 12 cities, long-term growing to 50 corporate-owned markets. We were just starting our franchise that we were looking into for possibly next year, offering franchise opportunities. Now we have to reevaluate, and we'll see how this shakes out. Every week, every day is going to be a different plan.
Sure, but you're always looking for good people, so let's talk about that.
Definitely. So currently we have the need for field employees, whether it's a mover packer or a cross-country driver or a cross-country mover. And they can apply at apply@dorage.com. And they can also find our ads are on Indeed right now for those positions. And submit an application and join part of a great team that's scaling up.
As you said, a great family as well, which is really important. So there are Indeed jobs that are available. And in these uncertain times, you know, check out the website apply@dorage.com. Dorage, you guys are doing some good work helping students in these very uncertain times. Small business based right here. Sean, you've got an impressive story for growth. How can people learn more about the company and learn more about you?
Sure. They can do it. Go to dorage.com. That's Dorage, D-O-O-R-A-G-E. And just Google the company. You'll find out about me. Who knows what you might find on me on Google.
Well, you know, shop local. That's the big message over here. Shop local.
Definitely.
Support small businesses and support companies like Dorage. I'm confident that in just a couple of weeks from now, we will be having a very different conversation. I'd love to have you back on. We'll talk about growth because I have a feeling you'll be hearing more about Sean Sandona from Dorage and the growth around the country of a fantastic company. We love to profile entrepreneurs like you on this very program. So coming up after the break, we'll be chatting a little bit about working from home and how to be productive. As always, I like to end the program with tips, advice, information about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. And indeed, you can be productive while working from home. Some of you might be forced to work from home. Some of you might actually prefer working from home. But regardless, there are things that you could be doing to excel in that area. We've also got a lot of tips, advice, and information that I'll be posting on my website at shalomkline.com, where you can download podcasts and get a sneak peek of who will be on next week on the show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship from our friends at Tandem HR. Payroll Advice HR Solutions, tandemhr.com. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. But again, tips on working from home coming up on Get Down to Business in just a moment.
Did you miss the open enrollment this year? I can help you purchase a PPO health insurance plan all year long that eliminates the mandatory maternity coverage. This is Tom Maribali, your health insurance advocate and independent producer for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois and other major medical carriers. If you're 50 and are covered by the Affordable Care Act, you're paying for maternity coverage whether you want the coverage or not. In Chicago, the least expensive ACA PPO health insurance plan is $570 per month with a total out-of-pocket cost of $8,150 before your bills are paid at 100%. I can eliminate the mandatory maternity coverage and lower your monthly premium down to $480 per month with a total out-of-pocket cost of $2,500 before your bills are paid at 100%. That's a savings of $5,650 in total out-of-pocket cost per person with my lower deductible. For a free quote and to see if you qualify, call me, Tom Maribali, at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I think I've turned a corner in not having so much fatigue. That was my initial problem, was I was just tired all the time. So I think it's helping me with that. I think it's a whole lot better as a supplement than a lot of other products. Basically, you heal from the cellular level up. That's why nutrition is so important. Having whole foods is very important for health. I really think that it's been helping me overall.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Chicago.
AM 560, The Answer.
Hey, welcome back to Get Down to Business. So as I mentioned just before the break, many of you listening to this program are called being forced to work from home. Some of you actually do work from home. It is tough. The most important thing that I think you need to do is define your workspace. This is vital initially because many of many of your houses are busy and, you know, space might be tight. So sometimes it's common that you'll set up work sort of in various spaces. You'll move from the dining room to the living room, leaving papers and other bits scattered around. It doesn't work very well because then you can't find the actual documents that you need. And it's tough sometimes to want to be social, especially if you might have a spouse that's also working from home. But if you actually need to be productive and you actually need to have a productive phone call, you need to define your space and dedicate a room in your house as an office. That would be ideal. And define the day. This obviously was much easier to accomplish in the days of pens, papers, and typewriters, but it's essential to your health, to your family, to your friends. They put boundaries around your workday. Do you start at 8 a.m. and end at 4 p.m.? Do you work until 2 p.m. and then again in the evening? You could set hours that you work in an office, but you need them at home as well. You may want to experiment with this a bit to discover what's going to work best with your home's daily rhythm, but fully embrace the discipline of creating a schedule of when you will start and stop your workday. Not doing so may breed resentment that you are spending all your day working, or guilt that you're not putting in the necessary hours. If your office is in a shared space, such as a dining room table, pack it up and put it away at the end of the day and define your focus. This is really important. It's incredibly easy to allow household chores to seep into your workday. Avoid this at all costs. While it's fine to enjoy lunch and wash up the dishes, which you likely did at the office as well, right? Or take a 30-minute break and walk the dog, you'll kill your productivity by putting in loads of laundry, simmering soup in the stove, or deciding to quickly vacuum a room. These tasks simply lead to other domestic tasks, and the beeping sound from the washer or dryer will completely disrupt your concentration while writing a proposal or participating in a video call. When at work, work, period. And define your headspace. This is perhaps the greatest challenge of it all, to wake up every morning in your home, stay at home for the rest of the day, and get your home, getting your head back to work. People who successfully work from home have a trick that they use, and that's to find one that works for you. Don't be afraid to experiment. For me, it's simply about walking into my defined space each day. As soon as I do, it's work. I have a great home office, and it really works for me. I have a routine that when I decide to work from home, whether it's on a weekend or whether it's on days like this week when we're being forced to because of the coronavirus, it's important to have, again, to recap, you define your workspace, define your day, define your focus, and define your headspace. Our friends at Tandem HR are great experts on the topic. On the subject of the COVID-19 and providing resources and as employers to provide the information that you might need to be an employer that offers telecommuting that might adjust the typical schedule. Businesses that don't have the policies and procedures in place can put policies and procedures in place at times like this. Obviously, as a business owner, you want to be proactive. You want to have things set up in advance, but sometimes life gets in the way. And as small business owners, don't we all know that, that sometimes you just need to sort of work on the fly. And so there's a wealth of free information on their website, tandemhr.com. You should indeed check it out and share it with friends and colleagues. Share all of the resources of Get Down to Business with your friends and colleagues. We'll be with you through this situation, providing more tips, advice, information. You could always contact me through the website to let me know what's sort of on your mind. If there's something that you're dealing with, chances are many, many other business owners are dealing with it as well. We'd love to know what you think, and perhaps can find the resources to highlight and spotlight on the show. But throughout the show today, we highlighted the current events. We had John Futterlich, who talked to us a little bit about the Matrix organization. We had Kim Dubuclay on the program, and obviously it's an election this week. Make sure you vote. And finally, we ended with Sean Sandona from Dorage, a local business owner, providing his perspective on how small business owners and entrepreneurs are dealing with the coronavirus and providing resources at the same time. To success, let's get down to business. Have a happy and healthy week. We'll talk to you next Sunday right here at 6 p.m.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance.